Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 29th of June. The Same Old Excuse. When Adam took the fruit from Eve's hand, she perceived this to be a verification of her aspiration to be like God. It fed the projection that she had created for herself as being the source of life and direction in her marriage and family. We know that this transaction had no substance for Adam or Eve because, as soon as he ate the fruit, their eyes were opened and they immediately became aware of their alienation from the fellowship of Yahweh. Motivated by shame and fear, they worked together to make coverings for themselves in a desperate attempt to establish their own autonomous household that was self-sufficient and no longer reliant upon fellowship with Yahweh at the Tree of Life. Furthermore, when they heard the Father walking in the garden looking for fellowship with them, they both hid themselves from him among the trees of the garden. The Father called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" We could liken this question from the Father as he walked through the garden to the invitation that Christ, as the servant of God, now extends to every man to come and join the fellowship of the agape meal. Notably, we observe that the man's response to the servant in the parable of the Great Supper was the same as Adam's response to the Father in the beginning. When the Father asked Adam if he had been disobedient, he replied, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." In the same way, the man replied to the servant, "I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come." The man could not come to the great supper because he had chosen to eat what his wife was now feeding him instead of receiving the Lord's provision in the agape meal. He had committed himself to serving his wife's agenda and meeting her expectations. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 3 verses 7 to 9, Genesis chapter 3 verse 12, Genesis chapter 3 verse 17, Luke chapter 14 verse 20, and Genesis chapter 16 verse 2. For further study, Genesis chapter 3.